Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:46 here on a Wednesday. Three big things.
Three.
Walmart suing Tesla over solar panel fires at seven stores.
Two.
Two suspects arrested in connection with Wichita's 20th homicide of the year.
One.
Wichita woman charged with first-degree murder in the death of her two-year-old son. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got a couple of areas of heavy traffic that looks to be slowing down out there. First, eastbound on Kellogg. Kind of just seeing some very heavy traffic between West and Seneca. So watch out if you happen to be headed that direction. You could run into some slow traffic. We're also seeing traffic slowing down eastbound on K-96, and that is just east of the North Junction, I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny and hot with a 30% chance for rain today at a high of 95 degrees. Yesterday's high, by the way, 104. 60% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low is 69. Thursday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a 50% chance for rain tomorrow and a high of 84. So going to cool off a little bit tomorrow. Now mostly cloudy. West wind at 5 miles per hour, 76 degrees. Prairie Fire Coffee. If you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you.
What's your coffee situation here?
Right there, Prairie Fire.
I don't see any. It must be getting a little low. Oh, I guess you've got that.
It's there. Mm-hmm. Trust me, it's there.
All right.
7:47, Steve and Ted. And we're looking at the Steve and Ted poll question today on our website, knssradio.com. And Jad's telling me that it's getting pretty good traffic. Kind of surprises me, but you never know what people are going to be interested in. On our webpage, knssradio.com, Steve and Ted poll question. What aspect of Wichita should our new baseball team highlight with its name?
We all right.
Four choices. The river. Should it be focused on the river? 20%. Other, 22%, which is other things, I guess. Western Heritage gets 24%, and aircraft gets 35%. So a theme based on aircraft is just now the leader with 35%.
The leader, but it's pretty split vote.
Yeah,
right,
it's a split up. Too bad they can't combine aircraft, the Western Image, and the river.
Boy,
I don't know how you would do
that.
If you
could come up with that, man, you'd have it.
It would be some acrobatics going on there. But anyway.
And remember, I included other basically because we're talking about the people that called the their former franchise the Baby Cake. So really, other could be a lot of things.
Yeah. Combine all three. It would be like the Wichita Cowboy River Flyers or something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, stocks ended the day in the red Tuesday.
Markets finishing at their lows of the day as investors begin to ponder a recession. The Dow down 173 points, the S&P 500 down 23, the NASDAQ down 54. Retail results mixed this morning as Home Depot reporting earnings that beat expectations, but sales that were lighter than expected. The Dow component trading higher, the TJ Maxx down after reporting weak same-store sales. Meanwhile, Apple, the only big-name tech stock in the green, has details about the company's plans to launch a streaming subscription service on its Apple TV Plus platform in November to beat Disney's efforts to do the same. Apple said to be considering a $9.99 monthly price. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Texas authorities say more than 20 local governments are facing a coordinated ransomware attack.
It's not good.
Yikes. Texas Department of Information Resources says it believes a single source is behind all 23 attacks. It didn't name the affected local agencies or provide details about the attacks' attackers' demands. Cities around the country have been targeted by ransomware attacks in recent years. And basically somebody says, you give us some money or we're going to do nasty things, right?
Yeah, there was one city in, where was it, Florida or North Carolina that actually did say, fine. We'll pay you the money.
I think more than one have.
Oof.
Here it is. Take the money. Leave us alone. All right. If they catch those birds or that bird or whoever that person is, you know, public caning followed by some sort of really cruel and unusual execution, I think, would be in order. What do you think? I just think that's just as nasty as you can be. Anyway.
Put them in the stocks.
Put them in the old stocks there. Let people come by and...
And throw rancid tomatoes at them.
And curse them as well. All right. 750, Steve and Ted. Looking at a possible recession or reaction to a recession in the aviation industry, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, an aviation analyst says a recession would be bad for the business jet market, but not as bad as the recession of 2008. Brian Foley writes in a Forbes article, a recession could trim 10 to 20% off global deliveries for companies such as Textron Aviation and Bombardier. But that's far less than the drop-off seen during the Great Recession, and foreign markets will see same conditions. The Westar Energy rebranding is getting underway, the company launching a customer education campaign to highlight the new name, Evergy. The rebranding comes after the merger of Westar and Kansas City Power and Light back in June 2018. The name change was delayed to reduce customer confusion. The new name will be used exclusively beginning in October. And WSU and Hyatt will break ground next week on the new hotel at the Innovation Campus at Wichita State University. The hotel will be built on 19th Street just west of Oliver, a 106-room Hyatt Place Hotel. It's expected to open for occupancy next summer. Hotel Group Lodging One Hospitality is developing the property. The original plan was to build an 83-room hotel by Westin. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, you can see where that would be just very handy if people are coming in to visit the kids or who's a student there or any kind of situation. Having that right there on the campus is going to be handy as heck.
You bet.
You don't have to get in a cab or come from the airport or anything. There you go.
Of course, we have a lot of companies out there that are establishing operations, and they can have their people stay there as well.
Evergy. What do you think of that? I guess that's just...
Evergy. Kind of interesting. I'm kind of mixed on that.
Yeah. Interesting name. Okay. You're talking about the recession, and there's been a lot of talk going on about recession. Is there or won't there be one? Of course, I don't think the conditions are there right now to start one at all. But on the other hand, in my lifetime, there's been about, I don't know, since I've been doing radio, six or eight of them, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they come now and then, every time of the year.
You
get a little adjustment going on. But the last one, that one in 2007, 2008, that was based on some really shady goings-on in the real estate market, wasn't it, Bill?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's where the term credit default swaps and tranches and all those, they became part of the vernacular. And yeah, the real estate market just fell out.
And then the other part of that
caused a huge ripple effect.
And Wichita just got hammered in that recession.
Hammered badly, especially, I think we lost, 30,000 jobs?
Yeah. It's hard to, I don't remember that, but every now and then we're reminded we really got belted. I sometimes do an interview with somebody who's in a position, do you think we're back? Do you think we're back all the way? Well, maybe, but in a different way. We didn't get the 30,000 jobs back,
Right.
But there are other things going on.
Well, so. And that was seven years after 9/11. You had 9/11, and then 7 years later, you got a huge recession. So it was just
we got double whammy there. All right.
Yep.
Today is Congressional Startup Day. Creates a platform for entrepreneurs to connect with their lawmakers. Designed for startups to express concerns with the lawmakers. Which usually means, can you get me a tax cut? I don't know. I'll tell you what, Kendra, you're talking about entrepreneurs today. There's something that I don't think I would ever have the makeup to do that. I'm just a little bit too timid about risk. And you're talking to those people all the time who are doing that. And they're an interesting breed, aren't they?
They sure are. And they have to take risk. Mm-hmm. You have to take chances. And you have to be persistent. And I admire those people who create their own companies, bet.
I like to be safe and secure, if at all possible, at all times. All right, 7:55. Thanks, guys. Stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we have the latest on two suspects arrested in a Wichita homicide. Ted, of course, has sports.
Yes, our daily visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get a training camp update with Mitch coming up at 8:15.
And you're going to look at entertainment as well.
Entertainment news that you need comes up at 8:35 this morning.
All right, and traffic and weather on the way. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.